Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
This week, we're going to be talking about how to be your own person, how to be an authentic person. Paul told us, be not conformed to the world. Shakespeare said, to thine own self be true. And the way to do that is to return to what you know in your heart. Return to conscience. Return to your intuition. In other words, return to truth. And when you conform to what you know in your heart, you are conforming to what God intended and what He intends for you. Your problem is that you've conformed to the world. And why? Because the world upset you, made you emotional, especially resentful, and then all you could do was conform or rebel. You didn't feel right about rebelling lots of times because of your anger, and so you conformed. And after a lifetime conforming, you've been shaped and molded into a totally different way and path than God intended. To return to what He intended and what He intends, get back in touch with your conscience. Get back in touch with your intuition and conform to truth. Instead of conforming to the world, conform to truth. And how do you know the truth? You know it in your heart, wordlessly. God said, I will write my laws into their minds and into their hearts, and I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. That's what we're going to be talking about today.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Return to Truth. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I'm stopping by to introduce something very basic to you. And what I want to say is that there's real and then there's false. And the false, when it enters in, takes the place of the real. Now, the real is still there, and it causes a conflict because you sense that what you have is not real, but you don't want to admit it. How many times have you been wrong and you knew you were wrong, but you didn't want to admit it? Well, that applies to all of life, but it's particularly relevant when it comes to the most important things in life. And the most important things in life hinge upon your relationship with your Creator. Now, if you somehow adopted a false relationship, a pretend one, then it would fool you for quite a while, and it would fool other people for a while. But eventually, the fact that it was false, not true, that it was pretend, would start to show up. And that's the problem with all of humanity throughout its history. Because when you don't want to admit that it's not true, you will desperately want it to be true. You'll want to keep believing the lie, and then people will rise to the occasion, won't they? You know that in everyday terms, that let's say you want to be a scholar, you want to be really smart or something like that, but you're not smart. Okay. Well, but people will say, oh, you know, you're doing so well, or the grade you got means that you're a genius. Or they'll say, well, if you get this degree, see what I mean? They'll keep supporting that. They sense that's what you want, and they'll keep supporting it. But it's not true. And ultimately, your conflict increases now. This is good. It's good that you have conflict, because conflict means that the real is trying to make you aware that what you have is not real. You understand? For you to begin to live an authentic life, that used to be a popular term, to be authentic or to live an authentic life, but it's a good term. For you to live an authentic life, well, now, some people are authentic, like Hitler was authentic. I mean, he was bad. He was bad all the way through, and he knew he was bad, and he was himself, you know. I remember when a long time ago, you remember back in the days of the hippie movement, and there was a poster, and it was Hitler. And Hitler says, hey, I do my thing, and you do your thing, and, you know, it was just so funny. But yeah, he's doing his thing and he's authentic in a bad way. But you don't want to be authentic in a bad way. The conflict means that God, who is good, is making you aware that there's something not totally true about your life.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Now, I'm sure you've all had the experience where you've come clean. There was something between you and a friend of yours, or you and somebody else, or you did somebody wrong. Let's say you did somebody wrong, and you finally went to them and you said, hey, I did you wrong, and you're just being honest, and you're not trying to do anything. All you're doing is just being totally honest. Well, that's real. Or you did something bad to somebody and you go off and, you know, they're gone now. They're on the other side of the world or something. There's no way you can get in touch with them. Or maybe they passed away. You can't change anything, but you just now see that you did them wrong and you're sorry. You sit there one night and you see what you did and, you know, you cry a couple of tears over it because you just see that you were wrong and you wish you could undo it, but you can't. And you're sorry. That's real. Okay. Now, that is what God wants. He wants real. And real begins for people as, there's a Christian term, I'm going to use it, as repentance. Because see, what there's no other possible response other than hate and running away. You know, if somebody catches you doing something wrong and they point it out and you don't want to see it, you get angry. What do? You get angry. You deny it. First you deny it. Then you get angry and you make excuses, try to justify it. You see what I mean? But if you become aware, your conscience makes you aware of your, that you've been living something false, then what other response could there be than just to see it? And if there was something wrong about that false, in other words, you tried to fool other people maybe with it, or you misled some people, or you pretended something so that you could get something from someone, then of course that was wrong. Then when you see that wrong, there's no other possible response. I mean, if you don't run from it or deny it or get angry, the only other possible response is to be sorry. That's it. There's no other possible response. It's just to be plain old sorry. And you see you can't do anything. You can't change it. And you're wrong and you're just sorry. That is the first real in God's eyes. Oh, yeah, there's other real things, but I just want to say that's the most important first one. And that's the first acceptable emotion to God.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio.
See, anger and denial and bitterness and hurt feelings and crying crocodile tears and all that stuff. It's more falsity. See, when you're crying crocodile tears, oh, I'm so sorry, but you want something from somebody. See, you're not being, you're just angry because you got found out. You're angry because you're going to lose something. You're going to lose some perks or something. So, no. But when you're just plain sorry, that is acceptable. It says in the Bible, God does not reject. I forget the exact terminology, but something like God does not despise a contrite heart. Oh, that's a beautiful word, contrite. How often do you hear that word anymore? You don't. See, some of these words are disappearing. Why? Because they mean something. See, if they can be eliminated, see, if God can be eliminated, and if a false religion, you know, like a false religion, see, that's why Christ was so, always gave the Pharisees a hard time. See, the Pharisees weren't really all that bad. I mean, they weren't out. Well, yeah, sometimes they took money and stuff, but basically they tried to live righteously. See, they were kind of rigid in their righteousness, and they wanted everybody else to be righteous like them. But Jesus said no. He said, you know, all you're doing is laying burdens upon people. But the real thing was, see, Christ recognized the real thing because he was real, and he recognized it.
Do you have a question for Roland? If so, call the listener call-in line. Leave your name, the city you're calling from, and your message, and Roland may answer your question on the air at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
If you've just come in, you're listening to Shedding Shackles. I'm your host, Roland Trujillo. So, what I'm trying to say is that if you're not sure about something, then just admit it. I'm not sure. Admit it to yourself. If you go to somebody and you say, well, you know, I've been here with this organization or this group or this church or something, and I'm just not sure about this, then they'll say, oh, and you've got to study more. You got to read more. You got to take this class. You got to take this seminar. You got to go to this study. You got to talk to so-and-so. You need a mentor. Oh, they're just going to jump all, they're going to be all over you. They'll put their hands on you and they'll pat you on the back and they'll try to correct you. See, just like if you were over in communist China and you said, well, you know what, I'm not so sure about this stuff. Well, you would go to what do they call those places? I forget what you call them. They would call them concentration camps. They call them correction camps. I forget what they call them, but see, they'll very quickly. So anytime that you become an independent thinker, it's going to be frowned upon because it tends to wake other people up. See, everybody's walking around pretentiously, falsely, believing lies, see, pushing lies on people or pushing things on people that they don't know whether they're true or not. See, remember, was it Diogenes in ancient Greece who was out with a lantern and he was looking for an honest person? He was searching for an honest person. Well, there are honest people around. There are. It's very refreshing. Mostly the little children. But when the little children are honest and tell the truth, what happens? They get slapped down. They very quickly get corrected. They're called oppositional. They're corrected or medicated. So, the real thing. So find the real thing. You don't have to go around telling other people. Otherwise, they'll try to correct you. They'll see something wrong with you trying to be independent. Just quietly in your heart. If you're not sure about something, just admit it. See, and stop trying to push things on people when you're not sure whether they're true or not. and stop trying to pretend that you're a nice person. If you're trying to pretend you're a nice person, you're not a nice person. You're trying to fool people. And if they see the truth about you, then you try to win them over. See? You get brownie points. You get points. You know, there are some organizations, some religious groups even, they give you, you get points if you convert somebody. So you're always out there trying to convert somebody. And they sense what you're up to. You have an agenda. So no more agendas. If you're not sure about something, then just quietly admit in your heart. Just quietly admit, I don't know, I'm not sure. And wait. See, if you honestly, look, that's honest. That's real. That's authentic. In your heart, you say, I don't know. God sees that. Then maybe one day you will know. You'll wake up one morning and you'll just know. See? So it's very important to be real. Now, the world won't. Some people will. People will respect it, and some people will love it. But the vast majority of people, no, they won't like it because it tends to wake them up, and they're afraid you're going to pull the rug out from under them because they have their pretenses. They have their lies, see, and they avoid conflict by hiding. They avoid conflict with conscience, with truth, see.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
So how do you get closer to the truth? Now, so let's continue with this idea of, I don't know. That's fair. That's honest. I don't know. See? Is this a good idea or a bad idea? I don't know. What he's doing, is that good or not? I don't know. That's fair. That's honest. I don't know. Don't pretend you know. All right, so some things we do need to know, don't we? We do need to know whether to turn right or turn left in life, whether to start a business or not. And we really need to know in those delicate moments, like I've always said, with your family, with your partner, with your child, with your loved one, in those delicate moments where there's some issue raised, and what you say makes all the difference in the world. See, then that's where being authentic and being real. See, so if you don't know, just say, I don't know. And if you were wrong, just say, hey, I was wrong. I'm sorry. That's it. Don't look for anything else. But if you honestly don't know what to say, one of these delicate moments with someone, you don't know what to say, then just stand there. And maybe, see, and don't look down into your mind, into your thoughts for something clever to say. Just stand there, and you don't know. And then maybe you will know. Something will come to you. Not out of what you've memorized. Not something clever to build you up, but just something spontaneously, innocently true. You just say it, and it's the right thing. And if you don't know, then just don't say anything. You're better off to stand there and not say anything than to make something up or try to fool people or try to brush them off or try to give them some pat answer, some canned answer. No, no, no. So being authentic. See, even though if the world doesn't seem to like that, and then they try to label you, don't they? They try to label you because they want, see, let's say you're sort of an honest person. then people will come along and say, oh, he's very honest. Oh, he's very forthright. Oh, he's I don't know what term to use, but he's something rather. So they'll all start saying that. See, what they want is for you to either puff up a little bit, you get your ego puffed up a little bit, oh, I'm honest. Or really what they're looking for, or for you to resent it, see where you also fail. Or they're looking for you to then start playing the role, to please them, to show them that you are being, that you are honest, see? Or that you're smart, or whatever. They'll keep saying it, and then you feel like you have to show them and live up to their expectations. It's another trap. All right, so just put aside any images of yourself. You're just a regular person. Sometimes you say something good, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you do the right thing, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're smart, sometimes you're dumb. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. Just be a regular person like you were when you were a little kid. And stop trying to prove something or disprove something to someone. Don't try to put on airs for other people. Don't rebel against what they're saying. See, it's just, those are just all traps. Just become a friend of conscience. That's it.
Hi, my name is Ava. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian's stress management could help. Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo? Many of us get upset too easily. Roland believes that Christian's stress management can help you learn how to remain calm in the first place. For example, we all know that just before we start to get angry, we can take a mental step back and count to 10. By taking a mental step back, we have the chance to remember what is really important in life. Suddenly, what you were about to get angry over doesn't seem so important. Now you can deal with the issue calmly and reasonably. So why not apply the same principle more often? You could take a mental step back and remember to be patient. You could also remember to be calm. And you could remember to be more forgiving. In that moment, you are remembering that Jesus told us to love others and be more forgiving. Roland believes that meeting each moment properly could be the start of a whole new Christian life. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station? You'll be glad you did. Once again, that's Shedding Shackles every weekend on this station, or 24/7 at sheddingshackles.com.
The great inventors, explorers, and entrepreneurs have always followed their intuition. Hey, here's a quote from Steven Jobs, the founder of Apple Computers. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. Steven Jobs pretty much says it all. Follow your intuition.
Making music better takes discipline. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. When I start working on a new piece, I need to carefully plan out the fingering so that later playing will be easier and more effective musically. The same is true for your spiritual life. To make a life that meets with God's approval, you must have the discipline to avoid temptation. Say no politely but firmly when offered something that is not good for you. Find more inspiration for your day at sheddingshackles.com.
Or whatever. They'll keep saying it, and then you feel like you have to show them and live up to their expectations. It's another trap. All right, so just put aside any images of yourself. You're just a regular person. Sometimes you say something good, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you do the right thing, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're smart, sometimes you're dumb. Sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong. Just be a regular person like you were when you were a little kid. And stop trying to prove something or disprove something to someone. Don't try to put on airs for other people. Don't rebel against what they're saying. See, it's just, those are just all traps. Just become a friend of conscience. That's it. These people, who was it in the Old Testament? They said he walked with God. I forget, was it Enoch or was it Noah? And someone was also said to be a friend of God. See, you want to be a friend of God and walk with God. And that begins by just being honest. Become a regular person, let your hair down. Look, John the Baptist, what did he do? He was out in the desert. He basically had nothing. What was he eating? Honey and John the Baptist. Moses had to go out into the desert for 40 years and be a sheep herder for 40 years before God finally used him. See, Moses was basically a good guy, an honest guy. He was an authentic guy. But God wasn't ready to use him yet. He had to go out in the desert for 40 years. First, you have to become a nothing of God. See, you have to become a nothing so that God can make you into a something. See? All right, well, I think I've made my point. I hope you enjoyed today's program because I did enjoy making it. And I do have a lot of resources where I try to talk about this sort of thing all the time in my books, my radio programs, my videos. I try to talk about conscience and about repentance. See, and you don't want to be dependent on what other people think of you. You have to be more like Alfred E. Newman. What? Me worry? That's where you need to be more like that. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.